get soon to the point where you could either individually or with an NRCS employee sit at your kitchen table and pull up your farm, because you've got the real soil data and you've got all kinds of other data on the back end. It's very complicated. I couldn't even begin to describe it. But you could draw out which acres that you want to put some certain practices into place that might reduce the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus you use, what that's going to do to your yield, if anything, so you can calculate profit loss, and then how many credits for nitrogen or phosphorus reduction you're going to generate and you could sell, or what the cost, what income you would derive from that. So that's an example of, if we can provide the information to the individual user and community to do things like this, I think, and getting back to the solutions are local, the solutions have to be adapted by, developed by those who best know, have a vision for where they want to go and how they can do it, adapted to their, sort of social and political ecosystem, if you will. I think that's going to be the big breakthrough. The key here, and I found this, and I'm interested in my brother and sister's reaction here, but I think the challenge for us is to figure out how we can sit down and learn not only how to share this information and make it accessible and put it on accessible platforms, but I think we also need to really think about what, especially in constrained budgets, what information should we be collecting and then turning around and making a bill? Because some of the stuff we collect, you know, ain't that helpful. And other areas, you need more of, I'm not naming names here, but you know, I mean, so I think we need to do a deeper dive. But I got to tell you, and I don't know if there are reporters in the room, I always like to say that, always makes it more intense. you know, I think that's one of the biggest things I've noticed, is just those, you know, the stovepipes, whatever you want to call them, just the reticence to share information. Now, USDA has a real honest-to-goodness excuse for not sharing some information. Section 1619 of the Farm Bill, we have to protect some proprietary information. I have to say this, and it's true. But we can figure out ways to share data, and I like to call
it
just
US... became a stepbrother.
USGS is the Switzerland of the agency.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we can go through them to share data with them. But you know, there are ways we can figure this out. But we have work to do. I just think the future in terms of information, access to information, informed.